The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas First, Bahamas Liquidation Center, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Printmasters, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon out here, June 24th, 2025. I suppose that you're still reeling and I don't know whether or not you're on a high or not from last night's rally. With the PLP, Davis warned civil servants. It says the prime minister says no one will be allowed to hamper government's progress. So this is an exciting thing to be able to have those kind of conversations with you and let you know those things. Got to shout out my good, decent people who continues to be able to support Bahamas Liquidation Center. I want you guys to know you can hold on, Bahamas. Our magic carpet ride rug sale is going to be from June 26th to the 28th. Just buy one rug and get the second rug 50% off. They are at Mackey Street. Don't miss it. They want you to be able to be there. Mackey Street, day after tomorrow. You can get one rug. I told you I won't go down there and see what I could get. Get one rug. They didn't say the sizes or anything like that, but you can get one rug and get the second one 50% off. You can't beat that thing. You can be able to get more rugs than you could shake a stick at. Go down there, guys. This is going to be Bahamas Liquidation Center on Mackey Street. You know, right where it is, just before you get to Palmdale. If you headed north on the right-hand side, you can be able to see that right there. And you go down there, and you can be able to get one and get the other one 50% off. I got to be able to do that. Got to get yourselves in these particular positions and take care of yourselves in those areas, guys. Pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the paper. Like I said, Davis warned civil servants. Prime Minister says no one will be allowed to hamper government's progress. Make sure you go check that out and find out more information about that. Davis says that Pintar is struggling to lead the Free National Movement. This is heavy. I want to have this kind of a conversation with you. Bahamians warn to exercise caution in major U.S. cities. Avoid travel to the Middle East at this particular time. Read the story, see exactly what's what. And Fernanda said that oversaturation of gambling houses too, right? I suppose that there was a sort of a position that the government has taken as it relates to, more specifically, a member of parliament has taken as it relates to being able to look at the oversaturation of liquor stores. And they gave some statistics and indicated between 1.8 miles, there were 15 different liquor stores in that particular space in less than just over 1 mile. And I suppose that Fernando is coming out now and taking on this kind of position and indicating that there's an oversaturation of gaming houses too. This is a lot of a conversation. We're going to be able to dive deeper into that. NIB goes after non-compliant businesses. Ooh. Make sure you guys get yourselves compliant. I know that if you're going after contracts, if you're going after anything in this country, you need to be able to ensure that yourself is that you're compliant. And if you are on Bonfire, this is one of the prerequisites for you to be able to get yourself a contract and make some things happen. You have to be compliant. So go down there and check them out, guys, and get yourself compliant, get yourself up to date. Get your letters in, close off your particular one session, one season, to be able to move on to another. You know exactly how this thing goes. If you had a business license in this country, if you were kind of lackadaisical, there are companies
that can be able to assist you in doing that. So you can be able to identify, and I know a couple of companies, I would shout them out, but you know, we got to get paid for that. Don't fight me. Come down here and let's talk about it. If you're one of those companies that can be able to assist persons in getting their businesses together, please do that. I think the government is very serious. I think that we're in this kind of a space now, both nationally and even if we look at it from an international standpoint, we got to start to pinch our pennies and counting our pennies, especially with this sort of a brewing war. I read some information yesterday that this is the same way 22 years ago that the Iraqi war started, when the U.S. indicated that there was weapons of mass destruction and the possibility of them being able to do this, and they had to invade, so forth and so on. This is the same way that these things happened some 20-some years ago. And if we're on the cusp of that again, we have to look at oil prices, we have to pinch our pennies, we have to know our relationships, we have to fortify those, we have to figure out how we're going to feed ourselves in the event of the worst becoming the worst. But we're going to have this kind of a conversation, right? Well, in the studio with me today, I'm excited to be able to kind of do this. We have been in this position for some time and really been sort of agitating for growth development, for this sort of an idea that change bubbles from within. It doesn't necessarily come from without. I know a lot of the times we've seen the principles of what happened in the country and the concept and idea exists that we continue to be able to move based upon what's happening from an external standpoint. But Joshua Source leaders has taken on a different approach and perspective. I often pass them almost every day right there on Camp Road. Right there on Camp Road, I often pass them every day and look at it and look at the concept and idea and sort of the commitment to being able to do this. And I say, wow, this is a wonderful thing. I'm grateful that she's here with me, ladies and gentlemen, none other than the leader of Joshua Source Leaders. Her name is Dr. Patrice Hannah Carey. She's here with us today, being able to talk to us about that. And we're going to find out more information about this. And accompanying her is someone that is very familiar to us here. Boy, it's amazing that you see these things as unravel, because I didn't know this. He never said this to me, right? He never said this to me, right? But he's here with us being able to talk about agitation in these areas, none other than Audrick Wright. You know exactly who he is. I'm from FlyRight to talk about these things. Introduce yourself. Let persons know exactly who you are.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Dr. Patrice Hannah Carey. I am the leader of the Joshua Source Leaders Political Party. Whereas there is a fight, and it's all about you, Bahamas. It's a fight for our Commonwealth. It's about being able to bring economic relief immediately to our people, to see fair and balanced treatment throughout our nation, and automatically to see economic growth and development, something that we have really been stagnated. We've witnessed a great stagnation and an injustice to us as a people. And so I look forward to being here with you today. Thank you so much.
JSL, okay, I got it. We got all these things now. And Audrick, you could be able to introduce yourself to the persons who you are from this perspective. Pull the mic close to your mouth.
Yes, good afternoon. Yes, I'm Audrick Wright, and I'm executive member of the JSL political party as well. And thank you for being here.
I appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me to be here, sir. Yeah. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about where this particular concept came from as it relates to Joshua Source Leader. Know that your political history has been, you have been affiliated with the COI sometime. You've been affiliated with sort of a push to be able to find another source of leadership in the country for some time. And now you've found yourself in your own stead, in your own capacity, pushing forward to that. Tell me about your history that got you to this particular point.
Well, I can tell you that, Howard, thanks again. I can tell you that I owe a lot of this history to Garth Roseboro. Garth was one that was working with leaders from the trench level. I mean, many years, but perhaps up to 15 plus years ago, Garth would have been gathering leaders and say, let's take a stand. Listen, it's all about Bahamian development. It's all about the people. We cannot allow ourselves to be oppressed. And I can tell you that with the evolution of time, it brought me forward into politics. And yes, I did run in the last election under the COI banner. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was not so much as being a coalition member, but it was just the simple fact of being that individual, the desire to see change.
And before that, you ran with Garth.
Yes, well, yeah, God
the PC,
me
what's his?
The PNC.
PNC. PNC. No, yes. You can kill me for that. Yeah. The PNC. The PNC, right?
Yes.
Did you have any political interests prior to that?
No. Because recall I mentioned evolution. And that's something that is so key, even as we work within our Commonwealth, we see our citizens. Sometimes the mind is not ready to grasp what the mind is not ready to perceive before time. And so it takes the time. In 2018, I suffered the loss of my eldest daughter. Her name is Garvanisha Anastasia Carey. And during that time, a grievous time, Howard, the Lord began to show me the ailments and the real issues of the people. It was like scales fell from my eyes, and I saw deep-rooted corruption, and I saw whereas men and leaders.
And the country knows her name. The country knows your daughter's name.
Thank you.
During this particular time, right? There's a lot of people right now trying to figure out, where do I know that name from? Garvanisha, where do I know that name from? Let them know how she passed away, if you want to be. I don't want to get deep into that, but just to be able to say.
My husband and I's firstborn child. I was married for 30 years. She's our firstborn. And she dropped me to the airport. I was doing mission work, traveling to the island to do some missionary spiritual work. And that was early before the sun rose. And she just happened to take Munnings Road back. Let me let you know, she was traveling herself that day to Grand Bahama to meet her fiancé's family and to explore, to move forward with her future, only to implode upon the barrier, the steel concrete and steel reinforced barrier that the then administration chose to put across the Munnings Road without no signal, no lights, no speed bumps, no signage, not anything. And of course, for how things I was working in leadership, and particularly in our nation, they said speed was a factor. Mm-hmm. Listen, you're a single woman riding before the sun rise on a very dark road. Mm-hmm. You are hastening to get to your stick to your position where you're supposed to be going.
Naturally.
You're not considering, especially when there was no signage, there was no blinkers, there was no flashing, there was no reflectors, there was no speed bumps, there was nothing to say caution, road block, road stop, in fact, ahead. And it wasn't like there was something that was put there that potentially, if you hit it, you could walk away from it.
No.
It was something that, for sure, it was meant to take a life.
Wow.
And that life was the life of my daughter, my husband's and I's first child,
wow.
Garvanisha Anastasia Carey.
Wow. I want to say that I'm very sorry to hear that. And I remember your sort of your agitation, and we could feel the heartbreak. And we were all perplexed and really questioning the administration. Many persons who supported found themselves, you know, contrary to that on the other side, saying, well, she should have known. Yeah, we would have heard those things. But nonetheless, we lost a very precious life. And like you said, she was prepared to be able to kind of start a new life on her own. And she was robbed of that opportunity. So my condolences to you. I know that this still hurts.
Thank you.
And I want to know whether or not this activation, this total neglect, this what you perceive as total neglect at the time was sort of the catalyst, that spark, that flicked,
of course,
that fire that says, I got to get, we got to do something better in this country.
The
Talk
hurt
to me.
That I experienced, I can tell you that I realized that I wore a cloak or a cloth of hypocrisy. Yes, Christian. Yes, doing what we perceive and what we were taught as Christian charity and Christian works. But at the same time, living my life, not recognizing the hurt of others and really what others here in the Commonwealth are experiencing, what they're going through, especially our youths, at the hand of callous leaders, leaders that make decisions without consideration for anyone. Their private and personal life is so inept, so intertwined, so mixed up with the people's business. It is a shame. And even as you read in the headlines today, you mentioned how the now Prime Minister, the Honorable Philip Edward Davis, would have said to his the public servants, etc., listen, no one is going to more or less stop this show. You all must work hard. If you don't, I'm prepared to accept resignations. At the end of the day, is the final hour the time to give these type of warnings? Should not this word had gone out from the beginning? Don't do anything to floss for the people's sake, hoping to get back on, to ride back on the backs of Bahamians. We will not accept it. So you are rejected and your administration is rejected because we have seen so many of the same flaws and incompetencies that we have seen throughout consecutive administrations. And now is the time for new leadership, new vision. And that leader and leadership and that vision comes with the youth. It comes with the possibility of success, the success of our children. And with great economic relief through the Joshua Sauce Leaders political party.
I want to talk more about this. I want to talk about more specifically the concept and idea. We found out the inception of what that ember, that fire that erupted in you to be able to pursue those things. We understand that inception. We understand your desire to be able to change these things. And we understand that the former administration was not being able to do those things. But now we're in a new administration and, quote unquote, a new day. I want to talk to you about this kind of sort of a concept that says, is the inexperience of youth prepared to be able to lead this country where we need to go? And I want to talk about that and kind of break that down and talk about the next dispensation of what we can see in leadership from this place going forward. Guys, let me take this quick commercial break. I want you guys to be able to join me in conversation after the first hour. I'll open up the lines and just be able to talk about it. We're sitting here with none other than leader of the Joshua Sauce Leaders, none other than Patrice Hannah Carey, Dr. Patrice Hannah Carey, all right? We're going to take this quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
BK NASA and Pepsi want to bring you a fun day on us. Upgrade your favorite combo and get a chance to win great prizes like staycations at Atlantis or Baja Mar, powerboat adventure excursions, or a Blue Lagoon dolphin encounter. You can also win a relaxing day at Sandy Toes or a VIP movie experience at Fusion. Upgrade your combo at any of Burger King NASA's 7 locations and enter to win online at BK242.com. Win fun days with Pepsi and Burger King, where taste is king.
Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you and three others on a 7-day cruise to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part, no visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have 4 ways to enter, 4 ways to win. 1, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. 2, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. 3, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. 4, or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27, 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and 3 loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Drawing is on July 4, 2025. Brought to you by the Nassau Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, having a great conversation with you, always being able to dive into what we're diving into and talking about the next dispensation of leadership, how that should look. I think we're in the thick of politics season. Last night, you would have seen a rally from the PLP. We're going to have a good time to talk about it tomorrow, God spare our lives. But we would have seen those particular things, and we've set a conversation to have today, more specifically with Joshua Source Leaders. And the leader of that is Dr. Patrice Hannah Carey. Now, you would have seen this if you're traveling on Camp Road, right there just before you get to Pargate, at that intersection right there at the light on the western side, if you're headed north, right on the western side, on the left-hand side, you'll be able to see it right there. And it's wrapped with these things, and her beautiful face is there, and she has all these particular things. You could be able to see that. And she's been persistent in being able to commit herself to these particular things. I kept looking at it and said, wow, this ain't a headquarters, this is still open, right? And she's committed to doing these particular things. And I'm watching people walk in and out when you're sitting on the light, what people walking in and out on a day-to-day basis, being able to do these things. You have really been able to do a great deal. And I want to say that to you just through observation alone. Now I'm getting a closer look as to exactly what's what. And I want to find out the inception, the concept, the idea of the name Joshua Source Leaders, right? We know that this is a persons would say from a churchy standpoint, this is a Joshua generation, and they start to strengthen and so forth and so on. Let me know whether or not your organization and some of the objectives that you have for Joshua Source Leaders.
Well, I would like to affirm that this is faith-based. At the hem of this is Yahshua. He is the foundation, and he is the one that called it forth. When this political party was spoken into being, there was much seeking God on, Father, which direction? Father, I've never seen myself doing this. Father, I am a woman. Father, there are so many strongholds in the land. There were so much questions to put forth to Father. But Father said to me, as he spoke to Joshua, only be strong and be courageous. And so I walk forward as strong and courageous. When we mention the Joshua source, it is a source of strength that comes from the spirit of Joshua, the spirit of the youths, the spirit of the leadership that was not fearful to go back and take what rightfully belongs to them, what by purpose and divine right, this Bahamas, this Commonwealth, it belongs to our generations. And so the Joshua Source Leaders Political Party, as the Holy Spirit spoke it into being, he said, listen, I want you to release economic, this is at the hem of our manifesto, economic prosperity back to the people. And so what we're going to find when we discuss things like economic release, economic prosperity, any citizen that makes less than $25,000 per annum. And I would like to tell you all, Bahamas, that the ratio of this is so much that this is much needed, because we're only as strong as our weakest link. And how long should we rise up or allow others to rise up to such a great capacity? We're talking about millionaires, billionaires. And at the end of the day, we have people here dirt poor in the ground seeking food, not even from day to day, but from minute to minute. It has gotten to that extent. And so we're looking at doing economic relief, whereas if you make less than $25,000 per annum, you're going to receive a VAT-free card. Now, government cannot control except on... This is in the manifesto.
Okay.
Except on bread basket items. Government cannot control, say, the price of the items, what someone would choose. But what we will do for you is we will take away the mandatory compliance to pay VAT. So there'll be no additional taxes added onto you, no more constraining our people where they cannot afford it. So on top of any social assistance, it doesn't take away from anything you get, but it is an added benefit. Another thing that the Joshua Source Leaders Political Party comes in with is the same benefit. This assistance will go directly to every senior and disabled personnel. So when we look at our seniors and our youths, our children in particular, were those that were kept back. Yes, we have
a good senior care. But so many instances where seniors are left to fend for themselves. I mean, you, do you know what it is to retire and then have to go look for a job after retirement? What's the point of that? After it's called retired. So we need to bring economic relief to our seniors. That will be inclusive of, and like I said, this is within the manifesto, that would be inclusive of all individuals over the age of 70 will no longer have to pay utility government bills. So when we look at the BPL service, when we look at that service in particular, when we say no longer the government is willing through my administration, the Joshua Source Leaders Political Party administration, to give a stipend of $100 to per month to every senior, that would, and we through analysis believe that as you are living, if you're living on your own, or even as a single person, that should cover what you as a person would be able to carry in terms of energy. And so we're going to give those checks out to everyone who is over the age of 70. And that check would go directly to BPL. It's going to be there with your name on it. When you go to get your bill paid, even if you're living with your children, you can say, listen, I could contribute. My $100 is there already. And you just write your letter, send your ID, send your copy, and it's going to be deducted from the bills. There is real relief coming. It is all about economic relief. And we have to do it. We cannot watch our people and our nation continue to be crippled.
So this is a core objective. So
these are the root.
Economic relief.
Yes.
Okay. And you indicated that for all those persons who are making $25,000 or less,
yes,
in our country, they'll get a VAT-free card.
Yes.
That is an amazing thing. And then you actually went on to talk about the senior relief from an economic standpoint for those persons 70 and plus, they'd have no payment on utilities in the country.
The government, government source utilities, yes.
Government source utilities, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. So that means BPL.
And water. In particular, yes.
Okay. Because the telephone is a private entity at this particular point. Mm. Okay, so BPL and water. Now, we have seen there has been tribulation throughout the Family Islands right now as we speak. Eleuthero has been on and again, off again over the past 2 years with water. Clay Sweeting is just being able to kind of level that out and, you know, find himself in good graces with those persons down there. And then we've also seen BPL take on this kind of a position where they've made modifications. They have tried to be able to present themselves as a new entity strengthened to be able to move towards the people. How do you expect to be able to pay for these things?
Well, let's start by taking away.
Now, I only asked you this question because the PLP had this kind of, in 2016-17, they had this this idea, right? Well, within the administration, let's say that around 2020, right? They had this sort of an idea of being able to reduce VAT by 2%. And the only question that I wanted to know is how. We are strapped for cash as a nation. Whilst on paper, we could be able to identify these billionaires that you talk about, the majority of our country makes less than $25,000 annually. So the coffers that the government will be able to look for as it relates to being able to say that we are seeing an increase in VAT or we have a steady incline that we can pay our bills, if you exclude these people who are making $25,000, then how we can pay our bills?
Well, let me first add, it ties in, yes, to our prime foreign policy. I'm going to get into that. But also, as it relates to, there will have to be some increase in corporate tax. Corporation tax, it will have to be, especially when we look at, let's look at our fast food restaurants. We may not want to hear it. We say, oh, God forbid if they raise tax on these owners who hire so many of us at the basic minimum wage, I will have you to know. But at the end of the day, listen, if they have to raise their price for fast food that ain't healthy for us anyhow, because the government gonna charge them extra, then let the money come. Because the Joshua Source Leaders Political Party needs that money. So we're gonna add a bit more taxes on from the corporate level. Okay? And then on top of that, as it relates to our prime foreign direct policy, we believe in bringing more investment. But where this investment needs to come in is from the financial sector, really in banking. How long are we going to tie all of our banking out to these Canadian countries and countries that have been, I really, no benefit to us? How long are we going to be stagnant? Right now, we get zero interest. We need different countries who are ready to share their wealth and share their monies to come in and to establish here with us. And we're going to work with them financially to uplift our people. Listen, we have the Chinese who partner with us so greatly, and all we could tell them to do is build us a stadium and build us a disc. These people are visionaries. And we're losing out on vision. We're losing out on direct investment monies. Money that we could put and apply to our poor. When the thing about it is this, like Bahamas, I am sincere. Like I said, as I sit before you today here in studio, I am sincere to tell you, I know it will be a challenge to address these things. But lest we address it, the same question is going to be here 10 years from now when Howard God, God willing that he is still alive and going strong, he would ask the next person that maybe is going to stand up to run, he would ask, listen, how do you intend to pay for it when there is almost 100% of our society less than 25,000 or even more? What I'm saying is we have to face this battle. We have to take this challenge head on. And the money is going to come from wherever it is. So the resources, the blue carbon, wherever we need to take it from, where it's not needed, if travel have to cut, wherever it is, we have to bring our people up. This is even applied to so many of the downfall that we're seeing in our nation as it relates to crime, as it relates to corruption, as it relates to the family structure, as it relates to the perversion. This is what is leading our people down this path. They are suffering. And if they suffer, the mentality only could be, I want you to suffer too. Let's show them real love. And that comes by bringing relief from the heart.
I like this conversation that we're having here because I could feel your passion. I could feel your emotion. I could see your desire to be able to get to these particular things. But I do have a responsibility, not to necessarily dismantle, but just to ask the questions to understand the thinking, because you are a viable political organization and you're looking for support. Now, the country's in this kind of position where we're looking to support the next candidate. We're looking for this. We have scrutinized the FNM. We say, I don't know if the FNM ready. We've scrutinized the PLP. We say, oh, well, you know, we normally go against governments. Is the PLP ready? Do we want to go PLP again? We scrutinize the COI and say, well, we're looking for some more things for the COI. Can they really bring these things? So the scrutiny exists for everyone. And so we want to be able to ask these questions. I hear your passion, like I said to you. I hear this sort of a cry and desire to be able to change. I think so much of us have that on the table and our desires to be able to see that, right? However, through a logical standpoint, I just need to understand as it relates to when you start to talk about banking, when you start to talk about minimum wage, when you start to talk about being able to share the wealth and the money, when you start to talk about losing out on vision, the issue that exists from a world standpoint is the MAGA campaign. Let's go, MAGA, Make America Great Again. Make America Great Again is a campaign that's designed specifically for whatever relationships that has that America has been seeding into for years now have to find themselves in the position to pour back into America. We've seen the tariff war that if we didn't sort of grovel, and I have to say it like that, if we as a nation, in conjunction with other Caribbean nations from CARICOM, didn't grovel at the feet of America, if Walmart and other spaces didn't grovel at the feet of Trump and his administration, we could have still been in hell right now. The world is concerned about themselves. The world. The United States have activated something in the world that now we are no longer looking how we can help the world community. We're looking at how we can help ourselves. Iran is in that position right now. Iraq is in that position. Russia is in that position. Ukraine is in that position. Canada was in that position because America activated this. So when you say these particular things, if we look at the climate of the world right now, which country has a desire to be able to forge hands with us as it relates to a relationship to pour into our nation, despite the fact that we ain't got a bunch of people? Who do you think is willing to help us before they help themselves?
Thank you, Howard. Well, I don't believe it's a question of who's willing to help us before they help themselves. I believe that in conjunction with helping us, it will be beneficial to them. So many kind of looking to establish themselves as great as the Americas. And as you know, based on our proximity to North America in particular, we have sort of had to sit as the small sister, small brother, the younger sister, younger brother in that regard, and really take whatever America is pushing out. I am so glad that you mentioned countries looking out for themselves, and that is where America is at. You see, because that's where the Bahamas has to be now. All along in these consecutive administrations, we presumed that there was looking out for the Bahamas, but it was looking out for self. Right now, as you mentioned, now it's time to look out for country. So with this vision that we have brought forth, we mentioned the financial sector. I say look to the east. I say look to South America. I say look anywhere other than where we have been looking. You see, America is prepared to do what is best for America. Now it's time to allow us to do what's best for us. When it comes to our nation, we've had issues where we are even currently in a position where we cannot feed ourselves. We are in a position where a lot of our resources, our energy resources, let's look at our trash. Let's look at the landfill. Let's look at the filth. We don't even have a way to properly dispose of our own trash. We don't have a way to monetize it. I'm saying that we are backwards in so many regards. You mentioned pay. The money we have now, we cannot quantify to say it is not enough. What we can say is that it's been shown to not be able to meet the needs. But yet still, there are stories about this million going here, this billion going here, this 10 million going here, this 15 million going here for projects that never happened.
The PRP, based upon what they have projected, has indicated that over the next course of this administration, over the next course of the year, fiscal year, that they will be in a surplus for $75 million.
And they ready to spend the money from now. Like, you talk about it, you mention it, paper. The only way we need, because we need to get these false administration. Let's go back to Joshua. We need to get the Jericho out of here. We need to get the AI out of here. We need to get those strongholds out of here that believe that they have a right to the people land. They have a right to the people property. They have a right to the people money.
No. That's them.
What I'm saying is we have to remove these strongholds. The only way the people is going to know the truth, if we could afford it, This is just a part of it. If we could afford it, what we could actually do is actually to get someone honest who have the spirit of truth over them. This is not an issue of people. We have plenty of people, Howard. It's not an issue of people. But I tell you, this is an issue of spirit. What spirit is over the head of the PLP? And what spirit is over the head of the FNM? And let's look at that. Let's just stop at those two spirits. Last election, we had one man kill another man. Based on politics. Just a political fight. There was actually sitting. I believe it. And I stand to be corrected. And I don't mean like literally sitting. I'm saying there was actually located there. I think it was in the Elizabeth estate area there. And a battle just unfolded. And then bang, one dead. For what reason? For the sake of strongholds?
I don't know. I have to look for that story. I don't know that story. I know that there's some things that happened last time. But I don't think that the country has ever seen a political fight, a person's actually outside of
debt. Debt. Look it up, and let our public bring it to us as well. Listen, what I'm saying is the only way to know the truth in two parts. One is to get a person in there with actual integrity. Character counts.
Yeah.
We've been for so long. All we count and we talking about learn it. Oh, we know them. They learn it. Learn it for what? Learn how to thief, learn how to steal, learn how to manipulate. When are the true values, Bahamian Christian values, going to come into play?
I won't talk to you about that. Learn how to thief is a lot, right? So let me take a quick commercial break, guys. We're going to be right back after this.
The foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
Great news! Ronge Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ronge Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still get Ronge Electric Motors on Oak Road and Claridge Road, and now Ronge's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Living paycheck to paycheck? At Fidelity, we can help you take control of your money, build savings, and create a financial future you're proud of. And we'll do it free of charge. Transform your financial future with our coaching sessions today. Make that move. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
No one likes a fender bender.
Aw, man.
From a little scratch to a full mashup, NUA Insurance has got you covered with auto insurance tailored to fit your needs and budget. For affordable rates with free on-site accident assistance, visit us online or in branch and just ask us. NUA Insurance. Ask us, because we've got you covered.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, the foundation here, sitting with Just Resource Leaders and the leader for that particular organization, Dr. Patrice Hannah-Carey. Guys, you can be able to go and check them out. Is www.jslpoliticalparty.com, www.jslpoliticalparty.com. You can find out more information about that. Just being able to ask these kind of questions. I like these things. I think that a lot of us are sitting down saying that the government could do more and coming up with concepts and ideas, but I need to be able to draw it back. See, when we talk about money, money is currency, and currency needs to move for it to be able to find itself to grow, right? So that's exactly why it is. You have to move it from a place, a low point, to a high point, and have that circulate so you could be able to see and matriculate throughout society so you could see growth and development. What we're seeing here, as we talk about these things, for persons who are making less than $25,000, right? $260 a week, right? For most persons who've been able to see those things, you ain't making that money. You ain't making $25,000 a year. And a lot of people in the country find themselves in this kind of position. You're saying today, as a result of those persons, we're going to be able to give a VAT-free card, how we can pay our bills. I got to find this out. I got to find, because it got to come from somewhere. Are we going to go to, you talked to us about this corporate tax. A lot of persons have been talking about this sort of an idea of income tax and being able to find the, how are we going to pay our bills? How are we going to, that allocation of $10 million to be able to fix the road every single year? How are we going to get that? The allocation to be able to ensure that we could pay public servants. How are we going to get that? The allocation to be able to pay those debts that we have externally, that the bills that one administration leave and another one has left, and we still have a responsibility to pay those bills. Where is the finances going to come from if we, in our position, gung-ho and kind of a loose hand to pay Howard, everybody?
Howard, let me first say, why don't we just revert back and check out some of these bogus deals with these bogus millions that go on for that never happen? Oh, how we could use that money. That's not there. But what I'm saying is, let's start. So it proves that there is money there, because there are so many times where they wanted to borrow a part of budget, a certain amount of millions to fix, and bogus millions, let me add, to fix the glass window bridge Eleuthera, right? When we listen to experts speak, when we deal with engineering, when we deal with technology, speak to what it would take to actually develop that bridge to the best, we realize that it is probably some $70 million less than what was borrowed. What I'm saying to you is we're just going to get the money from the same place these individuals now are getting the money from. The money is here in this Bahamas. No Bahamian is broke. Our waters, for God's sake, we sit in the tongue of the ocean. Let's take our mindset out of what we've been shown and what we've been trained to do and know that it is here. That's why within my administration, the Joshua Source Leaders Administration, it is a two-part. One is, yes, to bring economic relief. But the other part is to make our nation monetary. Listen carefully to me. The government now, we're going to work on when we deal with our agriculture from a sustainable standpoint. So we're going to really work to expand our agricultural sector from our commercial farming down to just a sustainable farmer, right? So with that, the government is going to make a pledge to purchase all of our little ones. This is about making, about bringing economic relief from the base level. I want you to consider this, begin to perceive this in your spirit, Bahamas, from in your eye of your heart, begin to see it. We're going to be able to bring relief to the little ones on the street, to the lesser ones. And by doing that, we're going to make our people happy. It may not be where the Bahamas could brag, oh, about what she's doing externally, but I tell you, it's a similar and same as a body. If you don't fix within, how dare you floss without? So this economic relief is all about helping our people from within. So the Bahamas, with my administration, Joshua Source Leaders Administration, we pledge to purchase all your small scale stuff. You got your tree full of tamarind. You got all the mango wood rotten in there on the ground. You got all these things. You don't have to worry now about if Super Value will take it. The government will buy it. We will buy it off your hands. We're going to put it back. We want to empower you. We want to make sure that the money, the same money that Howard is saying where we're going to get it from, the money now you're going to produce it amongst yourselves. We want to make sure that we produce money amongst ourselves.
Listen, because we're having a conversation about money, and what I know about money is I don't want to take it off course, but there's sort of an idea of going to 30,000 homes and picking up these particular things. Is this going to be voluntary, right? Because you got to pay these people also. The same people who ain't making nothing, and you're paying them, and you're still giving them a VAT-free card. Where is the government going to plug those leaks? Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line, go ahead. Call on the line, go ahead. Quick call. 323-623-3232-54316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. There's no question I wouldn't ask you that I don't ask any one of the administrations, because they've sat, the formal administrations, they've sat in these particular spaces and they understand the sort of ebbs and flows of how finances work, both locally and how that interconnects from an international standpoint. We understand that when we give something, we have to create opportunities for that to be able to be sustained.
Okay, so you mentioned, even based on what I said, you said, oh, how are we going to get them? No, we never said we're going to do it for the people. Listen, if you know that you're going to make money, if right now someone call you and say, Howard, I have $100 for you, and if you want $100 and you ain't got no car, only the two legs God give you. No matter what happened, Howard's going to make his way, and he's going to get there to get that money as long as it belongs to him, if someone said it's for him. So I didn't say we're going to go around collecting. There's not going to be any extra additional expense. One thing you will find about me as a leader, as a person, exactly what I say is how it is. It is what is meant to be. And so now I'm not going to give any false promises. I'm not going to over-verb it. I am not going to do it.
Okay, so it's 1 o'clock. I better be able to get back. When we get back, I want to talk more specifically about this. Now, you said more specifically about tax reduction, home and land ownership. I want to talk about that. And then I would like to be able to talk about food security and resource sustainability. So I want to break these particular things down. You have immigration here. I want to hear about this. Amen. I want to hear about this and these sort of concepts and ideas. Guys, the line's going to be wide open when we get back after news.
Foundation. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. We are having a provocative, a lively conversation today to talk about national growth and development and perspective and really being able to look at it a little bit different. Before we dive into anything, I got to be able to shout out Dejan Plummer and family who's listening to us all the way. He's here in the country now and all the way from Atlanta being able to listen to us. So we got to shout you out and thank you for being able to do that and listening to us. So we're grateful for that and grateful to all those persons that continue to be able to jam with us, right? We're talking right now with none other than leader of Just Resource Leaders, Dr. Patrice Hannah-Carey. And she talked to us about a great deal of things. She's put a lot of things on the table for us to kind of chew on, to digest, and be able to identify those things. But one of the questions that I've asked her at the beginning of this all and at the introduction of what I did, introduction of this conversation, we would have asked about youth. She highlighted the importance of being able to have youth and that she had a great deal of people who are under the age of 40 wishing to be able to find themselves in the position of service. One of the executive members is someone that we know very, very well and has been here over the past few weeks being able to talk to us about his individual business. And he's never told me that he was involved in from a political style. Listen to me. You know something? I discernment on me heavy, you know, because I knew something was here. I said, this boy agitating the way that he's agitating, and it sound political, but he ain't never say, he talking his business. He said, Howard, we could do this, we could do that, we could educate them. This sound like a sustained plan for growth and development, but this only his business. I let it be. I said, I like how he speak. I can bring the boy back free, right? I let it be. Because I heard something in his voice beyond his business. And come to find out, he's aligning himself with an organization that wishes to see real change in our country. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to introduce you again to none other than Audric Wright. Audric, are we saying your name right? Right?
Audric Wright.
I keep calling you Audric, right? Audric Wright, being able to sit here with us and talk to us. Introduce yourself from this perspective. Let persons know how you got a part of this organization.
Yeah, so Audric Wright. Ms. Carey, Dr. Patrice Carey, she actually heard out me before on your show, and some of her personnel has reached out to me and introduced two of us to be together because of some of the very initiatives that I do have with my company that we spoke about before. And she just honestly just grabbed me and it's like, okay, I see your vision, I see your plan, you have the vision for the youth, and you just have a revolutionary mindset on how the country should be able to move forward. So that was just how we end up being interconnected.
That's amazing.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. So tell us about this. Tell us about sort of your involvement and how you did this. I know that you said she reached out to you, talked about these things. Have you ever given consideration to national service?
Yes, because I actually, like I said, I'm a former Defense Force officer, so I actually did give my time and service to the country. So I have a lot of initiatives from within insight on how I think the country should be able to move forward, also for international standpoints, even from where I was traveling abroad to many different countries and just gaining more knowledge and wealth of how other countries operate. And I think that coming back home to the Bahamas, I think we should actually move forward with actual initiatives, not saying that some aren't being in place now, but even with just from a futuristic standpoint, from me being able to travel across the world to see how many other countries are so much more further beyond where we are now as a country, I think that's just where my drive of passion of coming back home to actually move the country in a revolutionary forward standing point. And that is where we are.
And you see you being able to do that with Dr. Hannah-Carey?
Yes, sir. I see it happening because, like I say, she has a very revolutionary mindset as well, with the terms of even just from her manifesto and being able to bring me on board to executive level. Even like you say earlier, such an on the experience of actual political standpoint, but policies and procedures are in place, so it's nothing where I'm not able to actually learn, but just because of our core values and where she's trying to move the country into a revolutionary forward standing, I can actually agree with that.
Okay. I like that, guys. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Mr. Grun.
Hey.
Good afternoon. This is for Dr. Carey. Dr. Carey, how many candidates you plan to run, and how many you have now?
At current?
Yes, ma'am.
We have less than half of what is needed, and overall, we would like to have, according to the Holy Spirit, a minimum of 30. We're not looking for all. We leave the rest to opposition.
So, at present now, you have about 30 now?
No, we are at present now, we are still building. The positions are not filled. This is a part of even coming here today to be able to let the Bahamian people know what is going on, to invite them to be a part of it in terms of a even from a candidate level. And, of course, the clarion call in particular is to the youth, ages 40 and under, to 25.
Okay, my two last points. Do you have a deputy?
There are some qualified persons in the midst. There is none affirmed at this time, sir.
Well, and if you should be successful in getting in, what about the structure of the salary? Will it stay the same as what the government them is getting now? Or you'll drop it or carry it up?
Well, sir, let me tell you, if salary drop now, we might as well let life go itself. There's no way. That's what I'm saying to you. Ultimately, it could never decrease than what we have now. There is only either neutralization or increase. And the objective of the party is to increase salary, even the...
I think his question was, members of parliament make about
$28,000
as a backbencher, with no additions and so forth and so on. There has been recent conversations to say that members of parliament should get an increase, some say up to $60,000, some say, and just as a member of parliament, up to $60,000 and whatnot. He's asking about parliamentarians. Yeah,
parliamentarians. Okay, I don't agree with an increase at this time. No increase. I don't think it should be no increase for the leaders. At this point, the one thing the Bahamas could do without is selfishness. And I'm not telling you that everyone don't have needs, but what I'm saying is from a leadership standpoint and an administrative standpoint, the people, the nation have to come first. And so if you only making, I'm really going well below. I just want to put it out there.
You got to give these same VAT cards to these politicians if you can do that, because $28,000 ain't nobody.
What I'm saying I'm just saying we're not raising salaries for politicians at this time. That's all I'm saying. Have your business, have whatever you need to do. But I'm saying to you, politicians and salary increase is not in the agenda.
I want you to talk about immigration. It's one of the things that we are very sensitive about, given the fact that this MAGA campaign around the world is happening right now. And a lot of persons are looking around the world to find out their space. Venezuela is reeling right now. Jamaica is trying to be able to find themselves in a better position. Haiti has just found themselves banned from being able to go to the United States of America. Venezuela also. There are so many persons right in the region, so many countries right in the region that are finding themselves really locked out of where this American, quote unquote, American dream exists for them to kind of do better. They strive for that. And in many instances, I say that because they can't reach the stars, they fall on the moon. And the moon, for the most part, has been the Bahamas, right? And more specifically for our brothers and sisters from the South, right? You would have often heard that these particular things. Most recently, you would have heard persons say that there are flights and flights coming into the country, and we don't see any persons going back. This could be an exaggeration. This could be a stretch. We know that Haiti's had their issues and tribulations and whatnot, but the conversation of illegal migration is really, really heavy now. And I'd like to know your perspective on those particular things. Talk to me about it.
Okay, well, let me say I don't believe it's so much of a stretch. I am spiritually discerned and spiritually inclined, and I believe that there is a covenant made, and covenant does not have to be public. I believe there is a secret covenant made with, in particular, the nation of Haiti to allow Haitian nationals to impute upon our nation.
It's heavy what you say.
The Holy Spirit said so, not I.
This
but
is
I
heavy.
I have spoken it, yes. It has already gone forward. But as it relates to immigration on the whole, listen, we cannot label it as only the Haitians. And for too long, our focus has been on only the Haitians. We have to understand that we have so many other nations. While they have us looking one way, they gampering in the other way. So when we look all around there, this place now is a melting pot of anybody and so many that don't belong here. But seeing that we already have the issue here, from the Joshua Source political party standpoint of view, it is to be able to, at least through analysis, do proper, viable documentation. One, we need to know who is in our nation. And we're going to give them the opportunity. But now, I am not a Donald Trump. I am not white. I'm not Caucasian. I'm not male. And you know, I don't have blonde hair. So I'm not that gentleman. But I will tell you, the mindset of being able to have a time where, and a lot of time where you come forward and allow for true registration, that must be given. Because we want to know, not so that we can somehow just grab the whole lot of you, throw you in a bag and deport you. That's not the process. The process will happen as it is supposed to, but it's not about being able to just throw you back in any sort of situation. In truth, the Bahamas wants to know. We don't want the criminals hiding here. We don't want the garbage from your name coming in here and pretending to be one of us. If you're a stand-up citizen, even if you're here illegally, we want to know who you are so that we can better help you.
Like
that's one of the key things. Two, if we look from a biblical standpoint, immigration has always been one of the greatest resources and assets to any nation. How was the Bahamas allowed? Yes, there was a covenant according to the Holy Spirit made. And so these individuals came in, whether we call it illegal or whatever it is, they came in and we just allowed them to go and find a slum and build a whatever, however you, the shanties and live in the dirt and degrade our Bahamian system and degrade our standard of living. If anything, there was supposed to be adaptability. People don't come into your house and make your house their house. How does that? And so we have, as Bahamians, have fallen down. And so a part of the intention of immigration, with any of you, I'm not speaking in particular to Haitians, with any of you is to be able to allow you to benefit us. You're going to be here. You have to work for us. No more single-handedly you just walking through and you find your little job here and your little job and everything single. Number one, this thing is going to be so serious. I want to say this to my migrants. I know that you may find it hard, but it's going to be so serious until we are going to actually block being able to send money to some of these countries. You're not going to be able to come here and send your money home. It ain't going to work. So we still going to block it. Things in place. Things are in place to deal with this. I'm saying to you, come forward and let's work this thing right. Now, we in the Bahamas, we confess. We hear even the Haitians say, we hear, I don't know the gentleman, the Frankie or whatever. We hear them say, oh, Bahamian dumb, and we all speak multiple languages and all this other stuff. We hear what you're saying, right? We hear you all. I'm not even going to.
That can't be the sentiment of all persons here.
I can't contend with you and what you see lapse in our nation. What I'm saying, at the end of the day, it's our nation. It is the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. It belongs to us. And if you're going to be here, you're going to be of a benefit to us. And if us as a government, as an administration, as a people find out that you're not fit to be here, then you don't have to go home, but you can't be here. That's all we're saying.
This is heavy. This is heavy what you're doing. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with this line. Go ahead. Call on the line with this line.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
All is well.
And to your guests, very pleasant good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir.
I guess you've kind of piqued my interest a bit. I've not heard a lot about your organization. But I believe that there are many Bahamians that are looking for something other than the country along between the Progressive Liberal Party and the Free National Movement. But for one like me, I think I'd be more interested in hearing what you feel are some of our not the parties themselves, be it our system of government, be it the presence of the monarchy and acknowledging them as the head, be it our system of so much power being in the hands of the Prime Minister for appointments, whatever they are, for you, what fundamentally different does your organization bring that brings relief, maybe some hope for those individuals that are truly, truly sick and tired of the back and forth and want to see some real tangible change in our country?
Thank you, man. I appreciate your telephone call.
Well, one, if we speak to from the chief executive officer of the nation, if we speak to that office in particular, one of the things you should be is receptive, at least to the heirs of your people. How long has it been that we have seen a blatant disregard? So one of the things I bring, the Joshua Sauce leaders bring to the table is right off the bat, there will no longer be a blatant disregard for your voices. If the people would have conundrumed and said, listen, this excessive traveling, the excessive spend money not coming to where it need to be done, then the first thing, I shouldn't have to send a press secretary forward to with some bogus story and then turn around and continue in the same way. There should be a trend of change. And so you will see that. Now, when you mention some of our fundamental issues where we see, bottom line, the people have been stagnated mentally. There's been a mental challenge. Even so much, we see that challenges every time we go to the polls every 5 years. Like, we don't know any different. Even though we want different, it's like we can't see different. It's like a spell over the land, and we can't go, neither come. We see that in our attitudes, in our actions, in our possessiveness. And so the challenge with us really is our people, our mindset.
But he wanted to know about where the challenge is system. There is a level of allegiance that we pay, whether articulated or otherwise, to the sovereign or the monarch, right? And he wants to know whether or not you'd be able to shift that.
Well, let me add to that as well as what I'm saying. England is adding nothing to us. Now, I'm a firm believer in history. I love it. I love it. I don't want to lose our culture or anything. But at the end of the day, having a head of state for say-so is bogus in my opinion. For show, in my opinion. It reminds me of our colonial masters. It takes us back to a place of trauma and disdain. And so I really believe at the end of the day, yes, I love the formality of our system. I love it. Many of it I would like to keep. But as it relates to talk about if there must be a King Charles, as far as I'm concerned, that appointed by the KC and being so strong in the king, and because now, you know, the queen is gone, God rest her soul. As far as I am concerned, what I'm saying is all of that stuff is overrated, and this is why I'm telling you this is a party for the youth. This is a party to lead our nation forward. No more with backward thinking and regression.
So you'd be looking at a republic similar to what Mia Motley did down there in Barbados?
We commend it. What we will do is we will, in stages, as the people choose, we will listen to the voice of the people. That is the one thing that the Joshua Sauce leaders can offer to this Bahamian public going forward,
is to listen to them.
You mentioned something, Howard. You mentioned, what do I say to so many of the youths? I mentioned that half of the party, in terms of those that will be running, will be under the age of 40. You ask me, what do I say to the inexperienced? Not having the experience in government.
Yeah, because that'll be one of the first questions that persons will hit you with. The gatekeepers in our society, the older men in our society, and you got to say men because they're men, right? The first thing they say is, this is a young boy, he has no experience, he has not been around these particular things, or this is a young person, they're not prepared to lead the country. You're going to be met with a lot of that.
Uh-huh. What I'm saying to you is, who better to lead? Listen to this point. Should it be the young person without no experience that you can guide in that experience? That because a part of this manifesto is to listen to the people, allow the people to guide the hand of government. They will be the ones guiding the hand of this administration versus people that already believe that they are so administrative that they come in with their own ways and neglect the voice of the people. Should it be which one is better? And this is what the Bahamian people will have to make a decision. Should it be the experience with failure in that experience? You are experienced, but all you know is failure. You continue to fail me. Or the inexperienced, the one that I could guide to do it the way that we would want it done. Bahamas, our future is with the youths. It is with the young people. It is with transparency. It is with being able to be fair. It is being able to be just. It is being to be able to use that immigration platform to build this nation, to structure this nation. I wish you could get back to immigration, because that right there is where we are falling down so much. We got these people around here rising up, sending the money out. Let's pay these people, yes. They can have the money. We'll allow them to send money wherever they want. But we need to see what's happening in our nation. They have to work for us now.
Well, let's take a quick commercial break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commissions through the GiveLify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information, or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. The lines are wide open. 325-4316-325-425. Anywhere from the family of islands, make sure you give us a call. 242-300-5720. Hit me up 422-4796. We're doing our thing, having a good conversation with Josh Resource leaders, being able to talk to us, Dr. Patrice, Hannah Carey, and Andrick. Right, is in the city, in the studio with us, being able to talk about these things. The lines are lit right up. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, what's happening?
Aaron Cole,
Paul. Hey, what's up, Papa?
That's Dr. Hannah Carey and Mr. Wright.
Yes.
Okay, Howard, I think that's... Miss Hannah Carey, I want to encourage you maybe to keep reminding us, and when you do this campaign or you do your thing, it's an important point. I don't know if the slogan of the party or what, but she asks a good question, Howard, and if you have to answer it, I wonder how you would answer it, how I would answer it. I only paraphrasing, but I think I hear her say, she say, would you rather experience people who ain't making no sense? Maybe just about empowering their own agenda when they ain't putting the people agenda for it, or you want someone
young, unexperienced, who you could train, who you could teach, show what need to be done. Mm. Howard, which one you will want?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want the one.
About, eh?
Yeah, I want the one who I could teach.
Yes, Howard, that's a serious point which she makes. Listen, yeah. Since she say 46 or something for the candidates or the persons who she encouraging to come forward.
Mm-hmm. She say in a four, saying, she right? say 40s and under, so yeah, up 40 I and that. Under, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Making sure
down to so 25. Yeah,
I saying it can't. So this party can't be the party. What they say allegedly, Mr. Robert Karen is trying to get a nomination for to run in the next election. That's the over there by the Tribune. I don't know if I dreamed that, but I hear it. I have a question for her. She's very passionate about immigration. She sounds like she can. How do you say it? Fair. She respect them the immigrants as humans. She say it ain't just the Haitians. She plan to things them and she hits right on the nail, solid with the money what they be sending. It ain't about sending to help your family, you know. It's how you do. It ain't what you do. It's how you do it. And she hit the nail, so I know she have a lot of more on immigration to say and stuff like that. But I wanted to know different. I really don't want to know, like, with honest or what different you could do, like, how the dialysis patients, them complaining, saying the place break up and the machines ain't working, the x-ray machines ain't working, people get shoot, you got to get x-ray, the machines, them ain't working. But what more important to me, because, just important, it's a burning issue. This Royal Bahamas Police Force, I want to know what differently you will do than what's being done now, ma'am, or the party. The party will differently than what's being done now, because some of us have the view that we need external forces, if that's the word, to come in and investigate and clean out this Royal Bahamas Police Force. Talk about what differently you will do than what is being done now concerning, like, the indictment, allegedly, official names being old or not called yet, who supposed to be mixed up and stuff. What differently you will do with the Royal Bahamas Police Force to make it a better? Because we do have good officers on that police force who can't even talk right now.
Wow.
Because it's like a... Listen, thank you, Howard.
Thank you, my papa. I appreciate you.
I am so glad he mentioned the police force, and he mentioned not all bad. See, one of the things you must do first before you could make any decision, any direction, is sort through. Even fathers say he allowed the weed and the tear to grow together so that he could be able to tell which one is which. So the first thing we're going to do, whether people think it correct or not, is we're going to have to bring some stimulus to the Royal Bahamas Police Force and other organizations just like that. And I want to explain what I mean. Corruption is a serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when we consider why people are corrupt, some of the things we got to just mark off and take off the table. Is it because at the end of the day, the salary, you mentioned salaries like $28,000, et cetera, really low. You mentioned it for politicians, but I'm saying really low numbers when I could be, dead any minute. Anything could happen to me. I in the front line, I at risk. I have family, I have children. And so a part of the Joshua Sauce leader's administrative agenda is to bring economic relief through stimulus to the police force. In that manner, what's going to happen now is when there is no more excuse for you to be filthy or corrupt, then we can judge them. Then we can separate the bad from the good. I'm going to allow Mr. Wright also to speak to the Royal Bahamas Police Force, one of some of the plans that we have pertaining to police. And keep in mind, this is all structured around assisting them, converting their mindset, and taking any reason to be corrupt, and then judgment. And then judgment. From the head down, they must be judged. How else do you kill a snake? Chop off the head.
My God. Let's go.
Yes, so thank you. So some of the initiatives, even just for initiatives that help them along to stop being corrupted, is a national insurance plan for the law enforcement agencies. So with that being said, is we're not going to increase the national NIB deductions from them, but also we might even just, like, depends on the leader, she will restructure it where there are deductions coming out of, say, $25 if we have about 5,000 officers. We'll have a national insurance plan for the law enforcement agencies, and where it'll be a cut from where they wouldn't have to license their vehicles, but they'll have to insure their vehicles. So that's just giving a little smaller incentive from saying, cut back on, hey, get, you know, it's
but doesn't
not
the government offer you that now? Doesn't the government offer insurance and group insurance? I think they offer it with a particular agency that we are affiliated with that all persons can get.
Insurance, as in vehicle insurance, as in health and life insurance. But that's what we're speaking to. We are speaking to being able to add to what they have. So one thing Dr. Hannon Carey does not ever want it to be said, that she spoke something that did not come to pass as she intended it to be so. False promises is not what I intend to run on, what the Joshua Source Leaders is about. So at this point, before full assessment, and I want the Bahamian people to know.
This heavy you just say, because I just was about to ask this question. You say before full assessment.
Before full assessment.
Yeah, because
right. See, that's important.
You're saying these things, yeah. But if you have not assessed this.
This is what I'm saying to you, before full assessment. See, the one thing I want the Bahamian people to know is that this is why we cannot go in. Now, we will say increase minimum wage right off the bat. But that's why I did not agree and say, oh, politicians need a raise, this one need a raise, that one need a raise. Or not need, I know we need, must have, receive a raise. Because what we want to do is get a full assessment and then comply to the tribe, digitally bring information out to our public. It's time out for Bahamian people not knowing what's going on. And then when they do bring the information, it's like a slap in the face. They gave us a little, tell us, oh, we had to borrow $183 million. We needed this, we needed that. For just the tiniest little information, Bahamian people are not stupid. And so when he mentioned police force and being able to expand the insurance to the fact where, not where we're saying we're going to raise your salaries right off the bat, hear you, we know what you need. But what we're going to do, if we can't give you any additional money before, the intention is to stop taking money out of your pocket. So that's how we're going to bring relief. We're going to bring relief to our essential workers in that manner. If we cannot, now the one thing we will immediately address is the teachers and the nurses. That is super important. We have additional plans for that. I won't get into that so much, but I want you to know there's a plan out there for you all. But since we brought up national security and crime, because this is what leads to crime, tired of having the police officers so invested in crime, and it's not invested in a positive way. It's not about alleviating crime or reducing crime, but it apparently it's about being a part of the crime. In fact, masterminding the crime.
Okay, but this is heavy. Now, there's a couple of things here I won't be able to separate. First and foremost, everybody in this bucket. All the police officers in this particular bucket, there are a few bad apples. And I think the government has a responsibility. The government, whether that be you...
How do we know it's a few?
It can't be the entire organization.
But how do you know it's a few? What percentage is it? You would not know.
Well, we couldn't tell you until they do a proper valuation and scrutinize and separate.
We have these systems in place now. The only thing to do is...
But a thief can always be among you,
though. We say we're trying to stop thieving.
Jesus Christ was eating with the fella who...
You could be someone who makes an excessive amount of money and still be a thief if that is your bad habit. I wasn't speaking to thief. And what I'm saying is, let's begin to resource relief immediately to our force.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The second aspect of this is all I hear as you speak is subvention. Subvention. Somebody have to pay for this. If a private entity... And I am, let's just say, I am hypothetically Kalina, right? Or okay.
Let me start to talk some. No, it's okay. I think I get
hypothetically, if I am Kalina,
you're under the opinion. So let me go.
Where the money can come from?
That's what I'm saying. You're under the opinion then that we're gonna have to start probably producing money trees, and somehow we need to find money for this. This is an impossible vision.
From the beginning of the conversation.
Yeah. I'm understanding you. Listen carefully to me. There are so many ways to make money in our nation. Monies that are not even coming directly to our people now. We know that we have the natural resources. We know. Let's look at where money should be coming from, where it's not. And let's just then put that money back into the till before we even consider even bringing in new money. So as it relates to our natural resources, how much of that money are the Bahamian people benefiting from directly now? As it relates to those that are drenching the gold and the different oil offshores, how much of that money is being sourced even now into us? As it relates to the natural to the liquid natural gas and the other things being being imported, being
coming into our country,
how much of that money is being put forth now? See, when we ask the question, who could pay? The money is here. The Bahamas is a wealthy place. The Bahamas is a wealthy place. And listen to me, I want to say something to you. Do you know that there are countries that even source, that purchase trash because they use their trash for fuel? When we look at where money is, because there's going to be so much cutback on our expenditure, we're going to be able to save money. If you save money, then you have more money to put to where matters. Money is currently being too callously spent and extended all around our nation, and I dare to put forth even, especially outside of our nation, and it's not coming into the people. That's where we have the issue. So when you talk about money, you know, new money need to come in, money is here.
Okay, so everything I hear you say, in theory, the Bahamas is a rich nation.
In theory. We surrounded by water. Okay, hold on. If nothing else come into this nation, God get, no. If we don't import another lick into this nation right now, we have the sea itself. We have the sea, and we cannot lose being surrounded by water. We cannot lose. We have the tongue of the ocean. Everything is in that sea to supply our needs. In nothing we cannot manufacture right here. And that's a part of the issue that the Holy Spirit have with these consecutive administrations, because at the end of the day, what can we say to be industrialized from here? They have us so handicapped. God knows, if you take this thing that the Bahamian people are able to make, even down to our toilet paper, once you take it and you export it out of the country and bring it back in, we have the people ready to buy it, but we don't have the people knowing that they can make it for themselves. Simple things, being able to make fruit leather, to be able to dry that same fruit and make your leather, to be able to sell it. Simple things. The most our people could do at this point is be able to go on the side of the road and sell a coconut, to be handicapped. Even coconut could be used. Coconut is a source of energy. The rubber tires that we have all the tires, we throwing them in the dump and we doing anything that we want. Do you know that right now major countries are using them to build the pavements, to build houses, to do resources? What I'm saying is, for lack of vision, the people have perished. The Bahamas has been for lack of vision, and God is moving now into vision. New revolutionary vision.
I could hear you as it relates to diversifying our portfolio. I could hear you as it relates to innovation and creativity and stepping into new spaces. I could hear you about those things, but there is a balance that I'm looking for in the conversation. And the balance is, how do we get, we need to be in the black after this, after we would have done all these things, we need to be in the black. I got to take a telephone call. After we would have done all these things and distribute monies and give out the VAT card and take care of mama them and everybody taken care of, and we look at all these particular things and we get all, we need to be as a nation in the black. Without this concept and happen from an external standpoint,
how black ain't gonna happen overnight.
No, it ain't gonna happen overnight.
Black ain't gonna happen overnight.
But it has to have a path to get to it.
This is the path. Don't you know, at the end of the day, talking about national GDP being at 12 point something dollars per person, glory be to God, and then we look at people who can't even see this paper trail that they have, this rich on paper is a bunch of crap. Right now, if you begin to produce and make things different for your people, you'll be amazed to know how it will actually add up to even more than what the paper is showing.
I got to get these people in the conversation. Let's go. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, Howard, and good afternoon to Gary and to Mr. Wright.
Yes.
Howard, I hope you please allow me to finish. Don't cut me short, Howard. Allow me to finish, Mr.
Go ahead.
I appreciate it. But Ms. Gary, when you were saying that you are not bringing out false promises and different stuff, I mean, I know that you realize that, you know, people are skeptical of political candidates when they come, you know, they come speaking the best. So if individuals are skeptical, even though you might be sincere with what you're saying, I know that's understandable from your point of view. You know, so that's why a person like me, Mom, what the country really needs, Mom, is we need more activists as opposed to politicians. I feel as if that's what we need, because it would be a great thing. This country would be a much better place if all the individuals in the past who had put themselves forth as political candidates in the name of making the country a better place had turned themselves into activists. But they turned themselves into silent people. You don't hear from them no more. You know, so it would be good to see individuals with that sincere attitude of wanting to change the country, to have a passion where they become activists for a certain cause, Mom. And that's kind of why I reach out to you today. You were talking about lack of vision and different things like that, right, Mom? And lately the Prime Minister was talking about holding individuals in government accountable for being an instrument to stagnate individuals' development and growth by not doing their job, et cetera. And Howard himself spoke a couple times recently, I think last week, about how if you have an idea or vision sometimes, you know, when you go to government, they'll be interested in your vision, but they wouldn't be interested in you.
Right.
You know what I mean? They want your vision, but they don't want you to be a part of it. And Howard himself said that. And Howard himself said that in cases like that, the vision is not brought to its full potential.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that means that it doesn't benefit as much individuals as it should. And so you see, Mom, my thing is that I have a vision like that, Mom. I have a vision that can become an industry and that can turn the country into a much better place. Now, I've run into unethical behavior at certain government agencies and one in particular. And I want these individuals to be held accountable because in this country, Mom, you know, I'm certain you've heard stories about how individuals are fearful of even taking their ideas to government for fear of individuals stealing it. That is unacceptable. You know what I mean? And we have spoken about it for too long. And if we are mature individuals, then we need to guarantee that the machinery of government functions the way that it was meant to function, even if we got to pick at it one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to start picking at it. We can't just be talking about it. You know, so I want to know how strongly is your party relates to activism, because even Dr. Ian Strawn was on recently, and he said that it was one thing, important thing that this country lacks is it lacks civil activism without partiality. You know what I mean? But I want to know, Mom, how serious are you about activism? And if someone produces, because you just finished talking about a lack of vision, and if someone brings a vision to you that you can see that will benefit the country, I want to know if you're going to support it in the means that government, that you support it, that you hold the government, you help this individual to hold these government, relevant government agencies accountable and make sure that they do what they're supposed to do. Because you spoke about how the wastage of money and millions of dollars every year, because a lot of these government programs and agencies whom are responsible for grants and financing businesses, et cetera, you never really see where this money goes. You understand where I'm coming from? So if you are serious about the things that you've spoken about, Mom, at least I want to ask you.
If someone
brings a vision to you
that
you can see that can benefit the nation, would your party support it? And how do you feel about, because if you don't win the election, what will you do after that? Would you continue to be an activist in the country?
Okay.
Or will you go silent for 4 or 5 years until election season comes around again? Like I said before, we need activists more than we need politicians. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you, my brother.
If someone brings you a vision. Thank you, Robert, for your time.
Thank you, Department.
Thank you for the question and the commentary, caller. I'm going to go back over everything that you said, but I want to just address the very last thing that you mentioned. And it was, we as the Just Resource leaders do not succeed, and I'm sure we will, because it's not my call, it's Yeshua at the helm of this. If we do not succeed, what will I do? Well, let me tell you, my name is Dr. Patrice Hannah Carey. I ran in the last election, and I am here today. I did not show up these years later. I stayed on the ground. I stayed.
The headquarters was open the whole time.
Never closed.
I smell.
Listen carefully to me. I'm going to tell you outright. I'm a Capricorn by birth. Born. Okay? I am, fortified. Not only that, I've been anointed and appointed for this work. I want to, you mentioned about vision. You mentioned about someone having a vision. And see, that's where, this is why this party is a party. It's not only for the youths. I want to speak to you about that. It's not only for the youths, but half of the candidates, according to the Holy Spirit, must be under the age of 40, between the ages of 25 and 40. That's what he wants the young people to be trained in righteousness to take over.
15 people, if you're getting up to 30.
Now, and I'm glad you bring up the amount. Because he mentioned about fairness. Let me tell you. The Holy Spirit mentioned, Howard had already asked me, and I mentioned 30 people. Why 30? Why not be greedy? Why not go for all? It's because at the end of the day, opposition is necessary. Balance is necessary. We need someone to be able to say, listen, if you need to be chastised, if you need to be corrected, if something needs to be in order, we need that group of persons that's going to stand so you already know it's the right spirit, because it's not all about all. And then when you... You say lately. Lately, the current prime minister mentioned about people being accountable in order to do their job. Lately? You mean lately now, right before the final hour for election? Lately? These are the things you or anyone, I as a leader, ought to do right off the bat. People don't need lately. What you choose to do when time now to come out before the people don't matter. What would have mattered is what you did the whole time. And see, that's what we have to realize in this. We tend to say, oh, it ain't no democratic governments. But the democratic process must come around every 5 years. And so we get to deal with these handicapped, unjust spirits when they come back to us. This is the one time I can tell you that the Holy Spirit has affirmed the blindness, that the wool that they pull over the people's eyes can be pulled over the eyes again. You mentioned vision. Will I accept a vision from someone who brings it? I give them credit and allow it to be followed through. Listen, that's why this is a party for the youths, about the youths. And when I say for the youths, about the youths, it's to lay the foundation for our future generation and generations yet to come. The Joshua Stoss Leaders Political Party is prepared not only to get things going right off the bat, but to no longer sit in the seat of the scornful. Whereas consecutive parties, they would have said that they, you know, they're famous in school. If you go to any one of the schools, they have you probably write an essay at least once or twice a year. Where do you see the future? What do you think the country can do better? What the country can do better is allowing these old head, these gerontocratic people to get out of the way and allow the youth to come forward. Certainly they need guidance. Certainly they need to be trained, but they are the future. Go sit yourself down. Enough of you. Recycling the same old thing. Can us call it fresh?
Now, listen, we have to go, right? Because this is a hell of a conversation today. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your passion. I want to thank you for being able to put all those things on the table. I see I got more telephones. I got more texts. All these persons are kind of being able to go here. The text has hit me and saying that they like you. They like your kind of a position. You know, everybody can say that, right? Somebody texts me and says, did she just say old heads? Yeah, she said that, right? She's talking about these particular things. Listen, we got to have you back here again to be able to talk a little bit deeper with us, to be able to get deeper into these kind of a conversations. I like how you touched on all of these things. I think we should be able to kind of build it up and spread it out a little bit more as we could find out more about these things. Now, if you want to be able to be a part of the organization and find out more about Dr. Patrice Hannah-Carey and the Joshua Source Leaders, you can give her a call at 394-6678, 394-6678, or hit him up at 810-0777. That's 8107, right? The email is joshuasource242@gmail.com. And you can be able to check them out at jslpoliticalparty.com. jslpoliticalparty.com. Dr. Patrice Hannah-Carey, I want to thank you so much, man. And Andrick, I want to thank you guys so much for being able to sit with us today. I really enjoyed this. This is a good conversation. You're very impassioned. This is the first time that we spoke. I want to be able to kind of see if we could get and isolate specific conversations. Today was sort of an introductory on this particular platform. I want to isolate those conversations and see if we could be able to deal with those issues that we continue to be able to contend with in our country at this particular time. Is that good?
Of course.
Okay.
Thank you ladies, so much for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tell them thank you. Tell them thank you.
And thank you to the Bahamian people. Listen, it is important at this time that we do not give up on ourselves. It has been proven spiritually and worldly from a worldwide wide view. No matter how long it go, at some point, revolution will rise up. The time will come where the new breed and the new era of leadership will rise up. And what the Bahamian people can look forward to now is they can look forward to economic relief. They can look forward to, by God's grace, for less corruption. And they could look forward to greater development and expansion. Thank you for having me. My name is Dr. Patrice Hannah-Carey. And Mr. Andrick Wright is here with me, a part of my executive, a great youth leader. God bless you, Bahamas.
Thank you guys so much. We're going to take this break. Well, we're going to see tomorrow. God spare our lives. I'm going to see if I can get Garth in the studio. We're going to talk a little bit more politics and find out where we are, dive deeper into this political organization, the PLP, and look at the Free National Movement saying that they're going to kind of roll out some people on the 26th. We're going to do that tomorrow. God spare life right here on The Foundation.
Y'all heard of our Ghost Pepper Wings? Well, they're back for a limited time at any Popeye's. Ghost Pepper Wings, marinated in spicy Louisiana seasonings, including a touch of ghost pepper. Each wing is battered and breaded in Southern-style crispy coating and then fried up. Try six today along with the buttermilk biscuit and a signature side. Stop in before they're gone.
Are they almost gone, mate?
Don't get left out this time.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Ever find yourself lost in a sea of car insurance options, wondering which policy is right for you? At NUA Insurance, our team of experts is ready to steer you in the right direction. Need affordable rates or customized coverage? Ask us. Have questions only seasoned pros can answer? Ask us. With our top-notch service and years of experience, we've got the answers you need to drive with confidence. So why wait? Visit us online or in branch at NUA Insurance and just ask us.